Good morning, everyone, and welcome to morning prayer. My name's Alison. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what it holds for us. Some of us may be feeling anxious about that. Some of us may be excited about that. Meet us where we are and help us to feel your presence. Amen. There's a slight irony to that song this morning because I realised, having gathered everything together, I forgot my glasses. So thank goodness for large print Bibles, but the rest of you can find the reading, she says, on page 1173, I think. It's Ephesians chapter 1. And we started yesterday, so today we are starting at verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I'll pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. When I read the passage and read it again and read it again, there were three verses that stood out. And the first one was verse 16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you. So I thought perhaps we would start this morning to give thanks for each other. So maybe have a look around the chapel and give thanks for those that are here. And also give thanks for those, your friends, your family. So shall we take a couple of minutes to pray quietly for those that we know and love? And then the second verse was verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, which is why I chose the song as we came in. And the third one was actually repeat. It's part of verse 19 and part of verse 21, because the word power is repeated three times. It talks about the power of, let me see if I can find it again. His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. So I thought about the different sorts of power that God brings us. And perhaps today's weather might be an example of his physical power when we're listening to the wind and the rain and the chapel tiles start to creak. But then he also has the power to calm that storm. And he has the power to calm us and heal us, whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally. So shall we pray for those who you know that perhaps need that physical power of healing? And then I'm going to finish this morning's prayer with another song, which was written, not by me, but somebody I know, who was having a difficult time. And the song is called Breakthrough. So at the end of the song, feel free to stay in the chapel, or breakfast will be served downstairs shortly.